Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today we're going to prepare a traditional New Zealand Māori hangi.
We'll be continuing our preparation of the vegan feast cooked with traditional Māori methods. As you may remember from yesterday, we dug our hangi pit and prepped our cooking grounds with special volcanic rocks which are called kohatu in Māori language. These rocks were then heated with firewood. We went on to make our stuffing and filleted our vegan ham roll. After that was done, we stuffed the ham roll, rolled it up, tied it nicely, and basted it with a vegan hickory flavoured barbecue sauce. Soon, the ham roll will go into the hangi basket, along with the accompanying vegetable side dishes, to be cooked in our hangi pit. The final dish will be absolutely delicious and unique, as you will see.
And now we're going to add a stuffed pumpkin, and my assistant is going to peel the kumara, or sweet potato, and the sweet corn. Scrape the seeds out. Now I'm going to grate the potato. Now I'm just going to cut the cabbage into strips. In there. Bind our pumpkin up. Stop the lid popping off. Now this is the remainder of the stuffing, which is going into tin foil to be wrapped and cooked in the hangi. Okay, now we have everything ready for our hangi to go into the basket. We have our vegan ham roll, we have our stuffed pumpkin, we have our kumara or sweet potato, we have our sweet corn, we have our potato, and the Māori word for potato is riwai. We have some garlic cloves. We have the remainder of our stuffing. We have silver beet leaves, or Swiss chard, as it's known in some other countries. And we're just going to put that in. The vegan ham roll goes on the bottom. And we'll just put these next to each other. Going to be just a one layer. Okay, now if you can put the potatoes around the outside. All around. And we'll put our cloves of garlic through. And our sweet corn. And then we put our cabbage and leaves on top. And the cabbage needs to be broken up. Okay, so one final layer of tin foil on the top, and then we take our basket to place into the hangi. So today we built a vegetarian, vegan style hangi, which is a traditional way of cooking for the Maori people of New Zealand and was transported to New Zealand from the islands that they originated from. And it is basically, you have a hangi pit in the ground, you build a fire over the pit, and you have special rocks which are volcanic, which normally come from local rivers, and they sit on top of the fire. The rocks get extremely hot and they fall into the pit. While that is happening, the food is prepared and put into baskets and then transported to the hangi pit when the rocks are hot enough. Then today's methods use cloth and sacks which are soaked in water, which are covered over the food, over the baskets, and covering the entire pit. And then the earth from the whole of the pit is put on top of the pit to seal any escaping steam. And with the heat retention, the food cooks over 2 to 3 hours, being a vegan hangi. Traditional hangis take around 4 hours. And then you maintain the pit so that there is no steam escaping to keep the heat inside, to keep the food cooking. So after about 3 hours, the food cannot be overcooked. It is then excavated and the food is removed, taken to table and served to family and friends. Okay, now we'll serve our hangi.
It's smelling really nice.
Oh yeah.
Wow, look at that.
Okay, this being a vegetarian hangi, was in the ground for only 2 hours. And it is cooked.
Yeah, all looks really well cooked.
To perfection.
Pumpkin looks nice and soft. How high do you think is the temperature in the hangi?
Anywhere between 180 initially, settling down to about 80, 65 to 80 degrees at the end, Celsius.
Pretty much like an oven, isn't it?
Pretty much like an oven, yeah. Well, it is actually an earth oven.
Yes.
The heat within a cavity. Sweet potatoes are cooked. So, there's a little bit of tin foil under there.
Potatoes look nice and cooked too.
Yeah, very cooked. Now I'll open our vegan stuffed ham roll. That is going to be hot.
Let me cut it with a scissors, right through maybe.
It's cooked.
I can't wait to be trying that. Some space for the pumpkin. That's been smelling really nice.
Yep, it smells delicious. Okay, so this is our vegetarian hangi that we're going to eat, but first I'll say grace in Māori. E te atua, whakapaengi e nei kai. Hei oranga mō mātou tīnana. Whangai au hoki o mātou wairua ki te taro o te ora. Āmini. Dig in. That's really, really good.
That was a good idea. Yummy.
The stuffed pumpkin came out nice.
Yes. Nice pumpkin.
Try the sweet potato. Thanks for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We hope you've enjoyed our hāngi and learnt something about traditional New Zealand culture. Bye!
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.